Welcome back to the Regular Guys Show. Larry Wax, Southside Steve Rickman, Senator Professor Eric Von Hessler, and Campbell's Chunky Tim Andrews, also seen on RegularGuys.com video chat channel. And you can search official Regular Guys podcast on iTunes and get the show that way every single gosh darn day. Speaking of RegularGuys.com and the video chat channel, here's the homeless producer of it. This is Sebastian Douchewitz Davis.
Sebastian, you can't douche me for that.
Oh, no.
I'll take that.
Sebastian, who is leading in points for douchebag of the show?
Well, let me say this. Steve showed up drunk today, and that's fine. No big deal.
I didn't say I was drunk.
Well, I was out drinking till and then had sex from 2 to 3 a.m. Okay.
Basically. I drank a great deal of
you
malt.
You weren't explicit
and,
about
and
it.
And he said, you know what he said this? What? He said this last night.
I drank a great deal of malt.
He drank? Eric, you want to decipher that for us? You want to diagram that sentence, Eric?
Help me out, Eric. What am I trying to say?
I think he had more than usual, but it wasn't proper. Yeah.
Did you show up to work drunk?
No. I drank a great deal of malt.
Well, it's mostly...
I worked it off, bro.
I worked
that hour with the gal.
Worked it off.
Did you, when you first came, but just be honest, because you know there's Seabass is bringing up good evidence, and I'm just putting the pieces together right now.
It took you this long to put that together?
I was worrying about other things, okay. like who would win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Did you come in drunk today?
Nah. Do I look drunk to you? I drank a great deal of malt.
Here's the thing. I had the camera on Steve for the entire segment with John Kincaid, and it was more of a dozy-wozy, sort of sleepy-weepy
look. Nobody asked my opinion on the game. There was no place to jump in.
Well, what is your opinion?
So I just...
There was at the 6:52 mark, Steve said the word, yeah.
What is
the conversation.
Be quiet, Seabass.
Good God.
Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I know who's going to win. I've said it the whole time. Baltimore. The Ravens are in it? I'm doing that. That was my funny. There's your drunk. No, Indianapolis Colts will totally win. Saints don't have a chance. Any Falcon fan is not going to cheer for the Saints. I'm not going to cheer for them.
Very good.
And
you're sick of Katrina like I am, right?
I am. And I hate the Houdat thing. I don't like their colors. I don't like the team.
Houdat!
When they come into town, they're all a bunch of gangsters. They're loud in the dome. They've always gotten on my nerves. I'm just not a fan of the Saints.
Good for you. You know what, Southside Steve? I agree 100% with your thinking.
There you go.
It's a great call.
Peyton Manning's All-American.
Look at
drink a great
leaf.
Deal amount.
Tim, Big Fat Tim Andrews, who's your Super Bowl pick?
The Colts. I want them to win.
The Colts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so Sebastian, Steve still gets douchebag points for coming in drunk.
Yeah, and I would love to give him something for what he said off the air, but I can't because that's the rules. He had to call in a hit and run he saw on the way in, and I think he described the person who was hitting and running as a effing Mexican. But I can't use that. Does not count because
you can't douche
off the air.
That.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Did somebody
cannot
use
that?
I said effing. Of course not.
Steve did not say that.
In his defense, they hit a Mexican, so he was helping.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Seabass. I feel sorry. I really feel sorry.
You know, I'm going to take up for Steve. No douchebag points there. I would give you douchebag points for saying first that it's not part of the game and then bringing it up.
Squeezing it in.
You're saying that's a rhetorical device I was using?
Yeah. Okay. Do we get a unanimous consent on that overrule?
The judge will say strike that from the record.
Yeah.
You get
a douchebag point.
You get a douchebag point.
Okay. I accept that.
Yeah. Right.
Very good. There it is, the douchebag of the show update. It's tied between Southside Steve and Sebastian.
I can't believe I get douchebag because I didn't interact in a segment.
Because
I'm sorry, my ego is in check and I just sit here.
That's not why. It was because you came in.
He thinks I'm falling asleep and I'm not. I'm wide awake.
All the internet people were on you, Steve, and I trust the internet people.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about the loser squad. Who cares?
you think is this real life?
Every time I meet one of those people, I'm like, wow, I understand why you're so unhappy.
He does have a point. They're not good in person. Like, if most of the regular guys eat, they're
very
bad.
We have a guest.
They're not.
Gents, we have a guest.
Who? Where?
On the phone.
I didn't see him. Okay.
Some guests are on the phone. I don't know how long you've...
I'm drunk.
...been listening to the regular guys show.
No, I just...
Yeah.
You're stupid. You know that?
Little Larry, stop egging him on. All right, here is on the phone with us... Backward audio expert, John Kelly. Petitong, Mr. Kelly, great to talk to you after all these many months.
Yeah, it's great to be back from the guys again. Thanks for having me.
Now, what John Kelly does is remarkable, and I think I was skeptical when I first heard about it, as was Eric Von Hessler many years ago. You take audio of an event today. In fact, you'll be looking at Obama's State of the Union address.
That's right.
And you turn it around and you listen to it backward, and you can hear little clues to what the person is really thinking when they're speaking backward. It's amazing.
Reflections of the unconscious mind of the speaker.
That's what it is. That thing. That. Okay, John Kelly, what do we have today on the audio slate?
Well, we have President Obama's State of the Union address, and it's quite interesting because on the one hand, when I listen to this backwards, I get to hear a man who is a bit stressed out and maybe even paranoid. On the other hand, mm-hmm. he still sounds like somebody who can relax and just have a good time. Let's listen to one of the clips from the president.
We cut taxes for small businesses. We cut taxes for first-time home buyers. We cut taxes for parents trying to care for their children.
By the way, all that's a lie, but that has nothing to do with forward or backward.
That's not what we're studying.
I got you.
Okay, played in reverse. I hear shades of Detroit. I can hear the president say, they sense a bomb. Search this guy's bag.
There it is. And he was talking about Pelosi, which I thought was...
Yeah. That's good. It means he's on top of terrorism when we thought he was not.
A security-minded president.
Yeah, very security. I like it. His rating just went up by a point in my book.
A tick.
At the same time, he's got other things, you know, he's concerned about. Let's listen more to what he had to say.
Well, the cost of health care and tuition reached record highs. Where prosperity was built on a housing bubble and financial speculation.
And in reverse, I could hear the president say, on her couch, dear... And the show was very private.
The show was very private.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
God. Oh, what is...
Very private. The show was very private.
I told you, there's a sex scandal in the offing.
It's in the unconscious realm. But
yep.
Sooner or later, it's going to...
He's referring to Larry Sinclair, right?
Larry Sinclair?
Yeah.
That's a name you don't hear much of these days.
No, but there's a reason, because he has damaging information, which is now coming out in your backward audio tapes.
Well, I understand the Secret Service was very interested in speaking with him recently.
Yeah, because I think Barack has been having sex with him.
Take him out to the tunnel.
That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but your backward audio seems to back me up.
There seems to be something going on.
Yeah, there's something.
Well, you know, the president isn't just thinking about entertainment. He has other things on his mind. Let's listen more.
As a result, millions of Americans had more to spend on gas and food and other necessities, all of which helps businesses keep more workers.
Way backwards, I heard the words, state assassin, you're landed off the signal.
Eggnog. Or haggis.
Eggnog.
Is he saying he knows who killed Laura Palmer?
Maybe.
What is that? That's unbelievable. What does that mean?
Well, is it Shades of Blackwater and now Z, the mercenary group who is, you know, involved in black projects overseas?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I didn't know. I wanted to see if you concurred.
Yeah. You know what? I was wrong about that.
I love it.
I thought he wasn't involved in any of that. I was wrong.
Backwards reveals it all.
You weren't wrong, Larry. You just weren't privy to this unconscious information.
Right.
These are secrets until I reveal them.
There you are.
This Obama's nefarious.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to get that feeling, too. Do you like, Mr. Kelly, now you're the expert here. Mm-hmm. From what you're hearing backward, what do you make of this presidency? Are we headed in the right direction as a country, or are we going in the wrong direction?
It may still be too early to say, although he's had a year in office. His popularity ratings on the polls have taken a tremendous beating.
Yeah.
But, of course, was he really over-promised during the election? I mean, was he really over-promoted for what one man could possibly do?
It seems so. What grade would you give our president after 1 year?
Oh. Well, I'm still hopeful. I'm still optimistic that he'll do something great. I mean, he's been receiving international awards for things that haven't happened yet.
Right, exactly, which means good things are coming.
Maybe they will happen.
Perhaps.
Everyone is very hopeful for the president.
Yeah, so you give him what, an F for the first year?
Stop. I say we're in the C plus zone at the moment.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. He was a C plus. Very good.
Yes, very nice.
A gentleman C plus. John Kelly, backward audio expert. Now you have a website where people can hear more audio and make their own opinions.
That's right. I share a lot of material online on my site. It's called yourinnervoice.com. And people can find out about private sessions by telephone as well to discover their own secrets. I'm at 1-888-453-0751.
What is it, Tim?
The other day, Eric played some audio of our former president, Lyndon Johnson, talking about his Hagger slacks, and I think John got one clip out of that.
Okay, let's listen to LBJ.
LBJ talking to the tailor.
Let's see if you can't leave me about it. An inch from where the zipper ends, round under my back to my bunghole. All right, so I can let it out there if I need to.
LBJ suffering from apparently an unknown medical condition at the time. When I play it backwards, I could hear the words, my bum scab.
Nasty.
Scab. Yeah.
Well, the tough thing is you don't want to itch that because then you just break it and
bleed all over your brand new Hagger pants. Mm-hmm.
It's a vicious cycle. Yeah, I think he had a pinched taint was his the diagnosis.
Taint was probably the operative word.
Yeah, pinched taint. John Kelly, thank you once again. It's been a pleasure.
Great to be with you guys.
All right, go get some more clips, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, bye-bye. There's John Kelly, backward audio expert. And I thank him for that insight.
I always feel more knowledgeable after.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend.
All right, Andrew Young, author of that John Edwards book, has been postponed till Monday. Apparently he had to... pick John up at the bus stop or something. Something's going on there. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more calls from the general public at 888-9-REGULAR, 973-4852. We also have Make the Regular Guys Laugh coming up. Let's do that next, as long as we got you on the phone. Make the Regular Guys Laugh, and we have tickets. We have tickets to Nuclear Cowboys Freestyle Motocross Saturday at the Georgia Dome. I'm under the impression that we have some MMA tickets for tonight. Is that true? That we did not give away yesterday?
I'll check with Deborah, but we also have passes to the Wolfman.
The Wolfman okay. That's kind of like MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Tear people apart. Their jaws. I bet you Junie Browning will do. That's my prediction tonight at MMA. Junie the Lunatic Browning will tear a man apart with his jaws.
He can only be stopped with a silver bullet.
Right. 888-9-REGULAR, 973-4852. Is the number, and Reds will be here momentarily to join us and make the regular guys laugh. You're listening to the Regular Guys Show.